Start off the hour by welcoming in Daylene from our local North Platte Habitat for Humanity. Daylene joining us for our April update. And how's the month of April been treating you and the crew over there at Habitat?
Oh my gosh, we are so busy. We are so busy. We started out the month with our Lego build winners.
Oh yes, yes.
Those kids really put their back into it when they did their building. And we had three great winners, three great sponsors, and so much fun with that. I brought you some pictures. So
the last time that you were in the studio, you were telling us the judges were having a tough time deciding who the winners would be.
Yes, and like I said, I brought you some pictures.
Rightfully so.
Terrible for radio, I know.
Pictures for radio.
But these are for you. But I tell you, they were so intricate and put so much thought and consideration into their builds. It was a lot
Lego
of fun.
The Lego coffee cups, it's almost like they know how to
And
they went right to the heart on this one.
And here's the dad and daughter one.
This is awesome.
Theirs was a fold out. You know, it was very fun.
A 3D home model.
It was so cute.
Wow.
So that's how we kicked off the month.
And what a fun memory for this father and daughter and for everybody involved too.
Well, and to even add to it, the sponsor. They won the sponsor from Dusty Trails.
Oh, how awesome!
And so now their family gets to go off and have an adventure.
The memories continue.
They do. And it was a win-win-win all the way around.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, we had a blast. The kids had a blast. The sponsors are having a blast with it. So that's how we started out the month. Then we started with our foundations. We've got a couple of them dug up there for our two families this year. The building process has begun. Yay!
Spring is in the air.
Spring is in the air.
We can start getting in the ground.
That's right. And you know that spring is in the air because we dug a hole and then it rained.
Yeah. And we had some snow last week,
too. We had a little snow, a little rain, a little holes in the ground. But everybody's spirits are lifted when we finally get going.
And how can they not be?
You know, you're outside, a little fresh air, doing good work. You know, it's awesome. And then, of course, we're just 2 weeks out from our lip sync battle.
Exciting.
So the contestants are practicing, getting in there, rehearsing. Tickets are on sale now.
And tell us about some of the talent you have in store for that.
Okay, so I'm only going to talk about the Habitat contestants because I don't want to steal the thunder from Jenny and her gang, but I know they're going to bring it this year. We have a returning champ, Jay Meduna.
Uh-oh.
Who he was on Lisa Sitta's background dancers last year, and so he wanted to be in the spotlight this year, so he's one of my contestants.
Is a guy built like Officer Meduna never not in the spotlight, though, even when he's a backup dancer? Folks, if you don't know Officer Meduna, he's what, about 7'5"?
Oh, easily, yeah. He's a
big guy.
He's a big fella, but I tell you, his heart is in the right place.
Good man.
He's a great guy. As soon as we said we were looking for contestants, he raised his hand and said, "Oh yeah, I'm in." And
some of the finest on the North Platte Police Department. We're blessed to have him here locally.
We really are.
Wonderful
blessed.
Officer, wonderful man, and now volunteering for Habitat for Humanity. And I think you're probably going to get a few chuckles out of his lip sync competition.
I think he really wants to win. I think that lip sync battle belt is as good as in his hands.
They want to keep it in the police department. They want to keep the honor. Back-to-back honors for the police
and
department.
And I think it's a Lisa, you know, Jay thing.
Is Officer Sid and Officer Meduna collaborating together? Are they?
I don't believe so. I think Lisa, who also won the Ms. Habitat competition, and then the lip sync battle. I feel like maybe she thinks that she's been in the spotlight a little bit more than she was comfortable
I thought
with.
She might go to coaching, kind of like they do on The Voice.
Maybe.
She might be available for hire for coaching.
Maybe she's the mega coach or something. But we also have Ali Stapkati, who works out at the Golden Spike. She has a background in opera, so...
Oh.
Yeah.
Bringing in the big guns.
I've got some heavy hitters. And then we've got the lovely and talented Alicia Forbes, who is the former executive director for United Way. So
has history over at the Telegraph as well.
History at the Telegraph. So you know she's very community-oriented. And
very
so,
community-oriented.
So I've got a good idea what her songs are going to be, and I'll tell you, she's going to be some stiff competition.
Yeah.
And then
tough to match her energy as well.
Exactly. And then we've got Chris Chadha. And after last year's battle, Chris came to me and said, have you seen my YouTube channel? So he apparently is quite the lip sync battle aficionado.
Okay. And so, bringing in a professional here.
So, hey, I mean, the guy's got a YouTube channel.
Well, yeah. And how awesome is this, too? You're bringing in a professional opera singer for a lip sync battle, and then you're bringing in a semi-professional lip singer. This is, where else but Habitat for Humanity?
Where else? But and in North Platte, I mean, these are the people that step forward when you ask them.
Yeah,
and so,
a great showcase of the city.
It's going to be a great showcase, and we've got so many awesome characters that are getting involved in this, even on the RDAP side. It's such a treat for Jenny and I to put this together. So we were so excited when it really exceeded expectations last year.
Oh, it was on. It blew up last year almost.
Yeah, and so to be able to bring it back, we were nervous about whether or not we were going to be able to do it. And we got our okay from the health department, and we've got things ready to go over at the theater. We've got our music lined up. We've got, I mean, it's just going to be a blast.
A new venue this year, too, right?
A new venue this year. We thought, you know, I think we outgrew the Ag building the first year.
Yeah.
You know, it was standing room only in there.
Yeah, great problem to have, too.
It was a great problem to have. And so, like I said, tickets are on sale. You can get them at the Habitat office or the RDAP office, $25. This year we did something a little different, and we've got a T-shirt bundle. So if you want to get a T-shirt in support of the team that you're backing, we've got Team RDAP shirts and we've got Team Habitat shirts. We've got a little bundle thing going on. So
a groupie bundle almost.
A groupie bundle, you bet. Great. I love that. I'm going to use that. But you can get a ticket and a T-shirt for $40.
Oh, that's a pretty good deal.
So get your tickets, get your T-shirts, mark your calendar for May 13th, and let's get this party started.
All to benefit our local Habitat for Humanity and our North Platte Rape and Domestic Abuse Office as well. Great partnership and a unique partnership also.
It just came together, you know. I'd been thinking about doing this kind of competition for a while and was struggling to figure out how to make it work.
Sure.
And Jenny came to me and said, hey, I'll do it with you. I thought, of course Jenny will do it with me. And we just have such a fun time.
And both great organizations here in our community as well that deserve the attention and the spotlight.
And like you said, all the money stays local.
Yep.
And it's also benefiting the Fox Theater because they're going to be doing the beverage sales for us this year.
Sure.
So you've got three entities coming together to bring this great program, and everybody's going to win.
And have some fun in downtown North Platte before and after, too.
Yes, absolutely. Go down, have dinner, head over to Double Dips, get an ice cream, get all sweetened up before you come.
Absolutely. Again, we have Daylene joining us for our monthly update on Habitat for Humanity here in North Platte. And Daylene, we were talking off the air. It's no secret that construction costs are awfully high at this point.
Yep.
We've heard the national news, and it definitely could have a little bit of an impact locally for Habitat.
Oh, sure. It's going to be one of those things where we're just going to have to grin and bear it.
Mm-hmm.
But, gosh, prices have just skyrocketed. And so now more than ever, we really can use the support of our partners and our donors. Which dovetails nicely into the North Platte Giving Day that's coming up.
So,
great way to support your local nonprofits. Getting my plug in here for Habitat. The giving starts now, so you can get in early. But, some of the prices that we've been seeing, and it's not just the prices, but the availability.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough to get materials right now, so.
Obviously, we always talk about the donation of time, talent, and treasure for the Habitat for Humanity, mm-hmm. For any nonprofit, but Habitat for Humanity is extremely unique in terms of the time, talent, and treasure is greatly needed mm-hmm. throughout the entire board.
Exactly, and again, time. Come on over, swing a hammer, yeah. wield a paintbrush. You don't even need to know how, because we'll teach you.
Absolutely. There's professionals on hand.
Get some skills of your own.
What a great opportunity for you to learn how to do this for your own home, potentially.
That's right. Exactly. We're always looking for folks to provide food for our Saturday work days, so get your talent on and, you know, call Jenny over at our office. She's getting those days lined up and getting some names on the board, so we've got you on the calendar. And obviously the treasure, you know, we can always make use of whatever donation you can give us.
Yep. If everybody gives what they can, it can make a big difference. Some folks mm-hmm. might be able to give $500, $50, but even a $5 donation goes a long way, potentially.
It really does. I mean, I always say this, if you think it doesn't matter, go around and count all the outlet covers in your house. Mm-hmm. You know, $5 will go a long way buying those.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so
they add up.
Every little penny helps. And I always say this, we are a business of inches and pennies. Mm-hmm. You know, we save every scrap of material that we can and make use of it. We spend every penny going right back into those houses.
Inches and pennies, I like that.
Inches and pennies, that's right.
Your former coworker George Kelts, I guess you say that radio was a game of seconds, if football was a game of inches.
Yes, so
I love
yes.
the analogy.
Yes, yes. George. Love that
God
guy. Love that guy.
Daylene, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I just want to thank you so much for letting me come in every month and visit with you and with your listeners and sharing the good news of Habitat. It's my favorite subject.
Absolutely. How can it not be?
How can it not be?
North Platte Giving Day quickly approaching. I encourage folks to make a donation to their yep. favorite nonprofit. Mm-hmm. If that happens to be Habitat for Humanity, you wouldn't complain.
I wouldn't complain. Thank you.
Daylene, thanks for joining us as always. And if folks want to sign up to possibly swing a hammer, bring some food over, mm-hmm. Drop by some water bottles even,
sure.
how can they do so?
Give us a call over at the office, 534-6251, or swing on by. We're just up here up the street at 420 North Cottonwood. Come on by.
Daylene, always good to see you. We'll see you in May.
Thanks. See you then.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning after a quick break on Husker Radio's KODY.